This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Christopher Summerfield, and I'm from Bournemouth. I'm doing a 6129 course, and I'm on week 6 at the moment.
So, Chris, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was actually working for Cadbury's in Birmingham, on like the wrapping machines, as it goes, for the roses department. But before that, I was doing conservatories, and I was putting the radiators in, and I started to get into plumbing that way, really.
So you were putting conservatories in?
Yeah.
How long were you doing that for then?
I was doing it for about 6 years off and on, because it was a family-run business.
Was that then before you decided to do the course?
Yeah. I did my 6128 initially, so that taught me a little bit to get me on my way, and then I've got a job now working for a company.
So, Chris, what sort of enticed you to get into plumbing then?
Well, I noticed there was a bit of a shortage, quite good career prospects money-wise. It's just something I felt I could be competent in, really, once I learnt it all.
So you mentioned you've got a job with a company. What are you doing then?
They teach me a bit of everything. Like, they're starting to get me to work on boilers, do a lot of bathrooms, go to commercial properties and sort out their plumbing problems, i.e. toilet not flushing properly, and just basics like that. And then you could be on a site for about a week doing different bits of plumbing.
Tell us a bit about then, obviously, that job. Is it paid or is it work experience?
It's paid.
Okay. Tell us a bit about how you went about getting that job then.
I just spotted one of the vans driving around, and I just rang up on the off chance, and they said they'd keep my name and number. And they called me back about a month later, saying, you know, you're still looking for some plumbing work. So basically, I'm on an initial 3-month trial.
Have you found that all that experience then you've been getting has helped you with the next stage of plumbing, the 6129?
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk about the practical training then, which you're on now. How's it going?
It's all right. I'm actually doing lead at the moment, which is... I did a bit of it doing conservatories, but didn't really do the chimney part of it.
So what are your plans then when you finish your course?
I'm going on to level 3 next. So I want to learn a bit of gas and get my part P. Basically, I want to work for myself eventually.
So, Chris, for the people that are listening to this and want to take up plumbing or want to change career and retrain, have you got any advice for them about what to do?
Well, I'd recommend going down the same route. I went really and learning your own time so it doesn't interfere with your job. Because if you go to college, it takes a lot longer as well.
Obviously, you mentioned you're working for a company and you're getting sort of valuable experience in plumbing. Have you got any advice to the people who want to do what you're doing in terms of getting the experience? Have you got any advice to them about how to go about it?
Just ask around. I basically introduce yourself to your local plumbers and go down your merchant, start getting involved and getting to know people. And I think they'll give you all the help and advice you need initially. Because it is a bit of a wake-up call at the beginning, because it's not just all about changing taps, there's quite a lot involved.
Definitely, Chris. That's great. Thank you for joining us.
No grubs.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.